Last night, after Aisha, we gave a brief synopsis of what we are going to discuss today, which is relating to our aqidah, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims, and what should be our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, since the subject is long, I'm not going to try to condense it today, so inshallah, we'll extend it. We'll have at least most of it today, inshallah, and we'll try to continue that in another session. We said that there is difference between slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to any other thing or any other human being or any other creation. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based on love, but the relationship mostly with love, and the relationship with the others or any other creation will be based on oppression. If it is servant master we are talking about, if there is a master and there is a servant, always there will be that feeling of oppression and that feeling of hatred, because someone is forcing you to do something. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is out of love. You come to the salah because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even he imposed that, he told you this is fard on you, so still you love. And this is amazing thing. This is one thing which is amazing in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah gave you the choice also. If you don't want to pray, you don't pray, but you are not going to be equal to the person who obeyed the orders. So this is the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the justice of Allah. And this ibadah, we are not saying that in the ibadah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no fard on it. I mean, there is no compulsory things in it. There is, and there are many. And your ibadah to be complete to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadah means worship, means the act of worship. And the ibadah also comes from the word ubudiyya, يعني a person, servant, or a master. So Allah is the master, we are the servant. So there is two conditions for your ibadah to be complete to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كمال الحب وتمام الذل. فلا حب إلا بذل ولا ذل إلا بحب. The meaning of that is complete love and complete humiliation. This is the amazing thing about your relationship with Allah. If I tell you love someone, complete love, you say okay, fine, alhamdulillah. But complete humiliation is not accepted. Okay. Now we just prayed Salatul Fajr. You make sajda a few times. Did you have that feeling of humiliation that you would feel if you do the same thing for anyone else? No. You are there and your spirit is so up high, you are so happy that you are making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it looks like it's act of humiliation. It is actually. But with our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it became an act of a person who loves his master, who loves his master. And that picture or that stage is not available in between human beings. Rarely it is. If it comes also from the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will always see. So if we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this would be different if we love each other for any other purpose. So also the love of Allah will make difference in our relationship with each other. The things cannot be accepted on personal level, it will be accepted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more you show your obedience to Allah, even in the things that He did not tell you, it is a fard. That's why you make tahajjud prayer. That's why you fast voluntarily. That's why you read more and more Quran. That's why you do more acts of charity. He did not order you to have to do this. He gave you the minimum to do. But why you are doing more? So that shows that a person, he really loves to be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows what he's getting spiritually and materially as well from that love. The Arabic movies or Indian movies or whatever. I don't know if that word is repeated in other cultures or not. When you find the man and the woman, they come together, so they say I love you, they say to each other I love you, and then there's some level they said I worship you, يعني to that love. They said I love you to the extent of worship. أنا بعبدك أنا بعبدك كده يعني for in that way. I love you. Why they say that? Because the highest stage of love is ibadah. Highest stage of love is to worship someone. That means your senses are paralyzed. خلاص. Or my senses under his or her control. That is how it is. And يعني unfortunately I would see that many husbands, you will see that for the act of love to their wives anymore, they don't think, they don't see, they don't hear, they don't talk, whatever they do. So it comes to the act of humiliation. That's what we say. So the top of love is what? You are not proud anymore. You are not arrogant anymore. See, your arrogance, your pride, your personality, everything comes down. The more you love that person, the more you want to make him or her happy. That's what you need. That's what you want. All your life is to make the other person happy, regardless you are suffering or not. That's actually what we are asking you to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that simple? Very simple. So the more you love someone, the more you will sacrifice for. So the more you love Allah, you should sacrifice for. Why when it comes to someone you love, a person, like for example the kids, when we're in high school or something, you love some girl or something, you don't sleep all night. Means you don't eat the food that you need to eat for nutrition. Your father is talking to you and you are not here. Your mother is telling you to do something, you forget. Why? All your life upside down. Why? Because you love someone. So you are blind, you are deaf, you cannot see anything except that person. If you don't get that person, you are going to die. That's what you think. All of us went through that state. So when I come and tell you, do you love Allah? You say yes. How we show it? How many times do you spend the night for the sake of Allah till the Fajr time? How many times you woke up in the morning and prayed Fajr in the masjid? How many times you do this? How many times you do that? So this is an act of love. If it's really an act of love, so do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Surah Al-Isra, Surah Bani Israel. How this surah starts? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. Abd. So Rasulullah is Abd. Abd يعني slave, servant. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. He did not say Subhana alladhi asra bil'abd. Praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah, the one who took the servant. No, he said his servant. And that is the highest stage of honor. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing someone as my abd, he's telling you, oh abdi, oh, that you are the most honorable in the world. But if I or someone else and tell you, oh, you are my servant, that is the most humiliating thing. So the concept itself changes depending on whom you are adding it to. To a person, to a thing, or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, instead of being enslaved to anything, Allah is freeing you from all this slavery in one condition. You become his slave. Because he is the one who created everything. And that type of slavery will be completely different. All the masters take the fruit of the effort of their slaves. Allah is not like that. You work for you. He's not taking anything from you. All the masters, when their slaves make anything wrong, they punish at once. Allah is not like that. Give you a chance. 100,000 chances, not one. Until you die. All the slaves, to please their masters, they have to do the maximum. And maybe they will be pleased, maybe they won't. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never, never, this is the case. Never the case. Why? Even if you do little, Allah give you more. 10 times, 70 times, 700,000 million times. And if you do a mistake, he wait for you. Wait for you. If you say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, he will exchange this to a good one. He will exchange it to a good one. A master in this life wouldn't do that. So if it's amazing relationship, isn't it? Amazing relationship. And even if you disobey, a master will come and slash your back if you are a slave to someone. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give you a chance, will keep you forgive. When my abd comes, I will forgive him at once. Everything forgotten. Everything forgotten. Not like any master, remember? Didn't you do that mistake before? Didn't I tell you that not to do that mistake before? And slap. Even if they repent, but every time you do the mistake and repent, Allah considers it as the first time. Forgive you for everything before. So that's amazing thing. No, we need to be a slave for that. We need to be a slave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. Look to the order of the verses. So number one, Allah started His rahmah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a rahmah to Rasulullah. Yani when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was suffering in Mecca from the opposition of the kuffar, that came at the time that his wife Khadija radiallahu anha died. His uncle Abu Talib died. The Muslimin is persecuted and they are punished and tortured. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot spread the Islam really. So the journey came as rahmah. So the rahmah of Allah is to say about Rasulullah, abdihi. Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi layla min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawla linuriyahu min ayatina to innahu as-sami'ul 'alim. To the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the anbiya. Then he said, dhurriyata man hamalna ma'anuh. Dhurriyata man hamalna ma'anuh. This is the offspring of the people we put in the ark, in the ship with Nuh. Remember, the saved mu'minin yani. Then Allah describing Nuh, innahu kana abdan. Second one here, innahu kana abdan shakura. So now we know that abd is the description of two anbiya, one the beginning and one at the end, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are you better than anbiya? Are we better than anbiya? No, Allah said, okay, Anbiya is better than us. Best of the creation, Al-Anbiya. And best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah described him as abd. Do you still feel any arrogance in your heart to be abd to Allah? If the Rasulullah was abd, Allah is honoring him by saying abd. If Nuh alayhi salam abd, what about you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us two times, in the same page, two times. Look at the third time it's coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Bani Israel and how the promise of Allah, if they obey, Allah will give them victory. If they don't do, obey, Allah will, you know, Allah will give them defeat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُهُ أُولَهُمَا, when the first promise comes, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا. Again, so Allah is telling the Yahud and telling us as well, if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first promise comes that if you disobey, you will be defeated. By whom? You will be defeated by whom? عِبَادًا لَنَا, our servant. Allah did not say بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. No, we'll send mu'mineen, muslimin, strong people. عِبَادًا لَنَا, that means what? Not only honor you will get by being servant to Allah, but victory. Also, victory will come to you only when you are abd to Allah. Abd to Allah, Allah will put you up high, straight. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the Sahaba al-Kiram, radwanullah alayhim ajma'in. Who were they? Slaves, servants, shepherds, يعني with our scale, nothing in society. Nakara in society. But when they became Muslims and they cry for Allah and they cry for His mercy and they became real ibad to Allah, what did Allah give them? Rulers of the world. That's apart from the Jannah, apart from the reward in Jannah after they die. No, in this life, what did Allah give them? Make them the top, the leaders of the world. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ibadan lana, means the victory will come. You will be defeated. The a'da of Allah, the enemies of Allah, the disobedient people of Allah, Allah will send someone who really serves Allah to take care of that person, to punish that person in this life. So this surah started with ubudiyyah, ab'ad, and repeated, and then it is mentioned as well other time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ibad many times. Two times, ibad and abid. Ibad and abid. What is the difference? Both mean servants, but are they the same level? No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. Surah Maryam, the surah we're reciting, the Fajr. This is the Jannah we give to from our servant to those who are pious, righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عباد. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وعباد الرحمن. عباد الرحمن. Look at this. Every time it comes with the word Allah, always comes عباد. عباد, plural word. We're not talking about singular. Singular is عبد. عبد عباد, عبد عبيد. Both, يعني singular, same thing. But we're talking about the plural because there is a difference. Allah said عبادي, عباده, عباد الرحمن. All of them related to Allah. But in Surah Qaf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah is not a transgressor to the abid. Allah does not transgress abid, not ibad. Because ibad, they honor themselves by willingly choosing to be ibad to Allah. But abid are the ones who are arrogant, so Allah will oppress, put them down, not oppress, put them down, become abid, and they will do the same thing, they will become abid also. But abid gives you the feeling of servitude without will. You have to do that. Because you will be punished if you don't do that. So Allah give you qahr, يعني strength. Even Allah did not give a chance to the ibad, not abid. Abid is يعني, there is humiliation without their will. They don't want to obey Allah, so Allah will show them, you still my abid also. Abid. Allah does not oppress the abid who made the mistakes. But ibad are the ones who are honored. Even those ones, ibad, who willingly obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan will come and play with their intention sometimes. Shaitan will come and try to play with their intentions. Even when you pray more, read Quran more, become more knowledgeable, shaitan will come and play with you sometimes. And this is more, will play more than the others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't forget also, you are my ibad, you are honored everything. But وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. Allah is qahhar also. Qahir fawqa ibad. Allah is above you. Don't think that with your ilm you will be something kun fayakun. Yani till the things kun fayakun. No, still there is Allah is the one who honored you like this. So don't forget in the process. Because the people, their ilm will make them to the hellfire more than the people, their ignorance will get them to the hellfire. Believe me. Because ilm, yani they have the ilm and they choose to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be punished more. From the fruits of ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be a abd of Allah, there is one thing very important. Al-wala wal-bara. Loyalty to whom? Loyal. To whom you love. Of course you'll be loyal. Bara means you go away, you disassociate yourself from anything opposing to that. So I love someone, I do everything, as we explained in the beginning. I don't like someone, so I'll disassociate myself from anything relating to that thing. Not only from it, but anything relating to it. If I dislike a person living in that house, I don't want even to drive by that house. I don't want even to go to that subdivision. If there is a store beside it, you prefer to go to a store which is further than that because you don't want to be in that place, so you may bump into that person or see him. How it is. That's how it is. Bara. Bara. Bari. Bari means يعني, a person who doesn't have anything to do with that. Bara. إِنِّي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. Then Ibrahim said, I am bara from what you worship. Means I have nothing to do with it. But وَلَا وَلِي. See the word wali now, how it comes? Ala inna awliya Allah, wali of Allah. Who are the awliya of Allah? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who believe and those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make you his wali, someone close to him. Subhanallah. So your wilayah or the ones who are close to you, we have to decide what is the best. and the bara, the ones you disassociate yourself from, what is the best? It's not just like according to your desire. Oh, I don't like that person because he doesn't look good, because he's not wearing good, nice clothes, because he is not talking to me nice, because he is not respecting me. Oh, and I love that person because he gives me money, because he gives me a job, because he do this, because he do what I want, because he is carrying out my policy. I love him because of that. If he doesn't, then Allah doesn't give us a chance for this. Because if we have a chance for this, we kill each other, I'm telling you. We'll kill, yeah, we'll have a war every single day, someone killing someone because there is difference. Why? But what Allah did, said, I will give you the base. Anyone who loves me, you have to love. Anyone who doesn't love me, you don't love. And as simple as that, you save yourself from all the trouble. So if your brother loves Allah and he's sincere, even if you dispute with each other, you still love each other or not? Yeah? So if we don't love each other, that means we are not loving Allah. So our relationship is not for the sake of Allah. You are with me because I am doing what you want, not what Allah wants. If I am doing what Allah wants, even if it's against your will, you, of course, there is some feeling will be there, some feeling of, you know, hard feelings will be there, but that's the order of Allah. Allah, alhamdulillah, I love my brother because he disobeyed me and he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we still do love. And the advice for a sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hardest thing, believe me. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. We think it is very simple. It is not. It's not very simple. You have to try it one time. I come to you and say, Ya Shaykh, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, you are doing wrong. Are you going to feel okay with this? That is your real test. If I tell you that and you take it easy, as if I am telling you, mashallah, wonderful, you are doing fine. If it is like that, then you are okay. But you will say, who is he to tell me that? He is such and such. And you will dig in his past things that he did not do. Yani sometimes he didn't do. If you cannot find anything wrong on him, you will create something and make buhtan on him, and you will go to hellfire because of it. Because he does not accept what you say. But if you really advise for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will understand that is the meaning of wala, means loyalty to something. Bara means disassociation from that thing. We said those are the fruits of ubudiyyah. Any tree we cannot call fruitful unless we see the fruit. I know this is pear tree, apple tree, grape, or whatever. Because you called so. When you say, what is this? Say, oh, this is a peach tree. But where are the peaches? It is a peach tree. But is there any peaches in there? It's a peach tree without peach. So everything is there, but it does not have the purpose for which it is planted. It can give the shade, of course, but this is another apart from the main cause. Main cause is why I plant a date tree to have dates. Why I plant peach tree to have peach. Shade, if you plant shade tree, all the trees are the same. But what will make this different from that? Until I see the fruit and I taste the fruit, I believe that there is fruit in there. So unless there is the fruit of your relationship with Allah, that you are loyal to whoever associate with Allah, and you disassociate yourself from whoever disassociates themselves with Allah, your ibadah does not mean anything. You have to have the result. And we have to see the result around us. This community is successful. Why? Because they worship Allah and they love each other for the sake of Allah, and the fruit of their worship, there is activities in the community. If anyone sick in the community, they will go and run to. If anyone in need, they will help, support. Regardless, you will find them competing for the good thing. Looking, they are not happy unless they find someone in need to help. It is not like when someone in need, you find everybody escaping from that door. Everyone is, oh, I have to go now. You cannot stand. You cannot stay there because there is help. The word help there, you find people sneaking and going. The people who are able before the people who are disabled, they will sneak around, go away. So that means their ubudiyyah to Allah is not fruitful. They have all the qualification to become ibad of Allah, but they are not using it. That's why it is not giving its fruit. Now, Quran, the first subject in Quran comes about iman and leaving shirk. يعني first Quran in Mecca revealed was about to يعني the Quran in Mecca was all about what? All you people obey Allah, worship one God, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave anything associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main cause, or this is the main subject of the Quran. Leave the shirk, take the iman. What comes next? Loyalty to whoever doing that, and this association with whoever doing against that. Always like this. So, but before we discuss that, you have to know that whoever leaves anything, even you need it, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will compensate you in it. Not only in the hereafter, but in this life. Wallahi, Allah will compensate you. And I'm making an oath on that. This is Allah saying, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ. Whatever you spend, Allah will give you. In this life. Not later. And we made the calculation before. Person spent $100, then at the end of the year said, okay, I will go get on Sheikh Mamdouh now because he was telling me and my money did not increase $100. It is the same. But let me ask you, how many times you went to the doctor last year and how many times you went to this year? Yeah, try to be fair. Count all what you did, record it for 1 year, and the next year that you spend $100, record it for that year also. You will find that you win big time. You are winning big time materially. Allah save you from an accident. You did not get a ticket. Your wife was okay. Your child giving a high score in the school. You are happy at home. No fighting, no problems. Yaqi, there is no plumbing problem in the house. Yani, all this is why? Because you maintain the house? Of course, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you maintain the house. Allah help you to maintain the house. Don't say, oh, because I maintained the house, I did not have plumbing problem this year. No, yes. Who told you to maintain the house? All it will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end. Because you spend, Allah will compensate you big time for it, but you don't feel. We need to see under our feet. We don't look forward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. For that, you have to know that you have to practice wala and bara, because you know that Allah will compensate you. Because when you are loyal only to the people who worship Allah, you will suffer a lot. You will have problems many times, big time. And when you disassociate yourself from mushrikeen, and we'll, inshallah, next time we'll explain the signs of how you disassociate, because a lot of people say, oh, don't take the Jews and the Christians as your friends or your advisors, your protectors, and even the translation in Yusuf Ali and the other books, you will find it saying that. It's wrong. Wrong translation. So why Allah allowed us to live in this country then? If everyone around me is my enemy. It's like this. No enemy in aqidah. Their aqidah is not my aqidah. Their belief is not my belief. That's where we get apart. Plus that, we are a human being. So we live, we work with, you pay the taxes for, you get back your credit from the tax, you go buy and sell and everything. If it is enemy, so you wouldn't be allowed to live here. Don't live here. Go to your country then and fight. It's not like that. Allah allowed us to go all over the world to seek rizq, to seek the rizq. And if the Muslimin fail to spread the message of Islam, we're not talking violence here, spread the message of Islam in a land, they are not supposed to sit in that land. They are not supposed to stay in this land. The reason for you to go around is to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even by the word of the mouth. Even by showing your example that you are different and you're bitter. If you are not able to do that, don't stay in that place. Why you come to that place? What is the difference you make? يعني أكلون وشربون وتمتعون كما تأكل الأنعام. يعني they are eating and drinking and enjoying like the animals. They're eating and drinking, enjoying. So if you, even the animals, subhanAllah, they cannot live in anywhere. They have to have certain conditions in that place to live. Otherwise, they don't live in it. There are certain rules. So a person, the ard can be ard of kufr, can be ard of Islam. Ard of Islam has to be the rule there. Ard of kufr, Muslim has to exchange it to ard of Islam. Not necessarily with violence. No. If they cannot, you have to leave out. Like the ard of Thamud. What is the ard of Thamud? People of Thamud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed it. صالح قوم صالح سيدنا صالح عليه الصلاة والسلام رسول الله صالح. So he came to the people and the camel and she camel, they slaughtered the camel. You remember this story. So what Allah said? Destroyed them. So this became ard of kufr. And there were punishment of Allah on it. Punishment of Allah came on it. See what Rasulullah s.a.w. did when he was going to the battle of Tabuk. He passed by this place. What he ordered his sahaba? Fast! Move fast! Do not stay even thousands of years. Associate yourself with some place that there is a punishment of Allah came on it. And when the sahaba took some water from its wells and to cook, Rasulullah said, no, no drink, no food, nothing here. Pour all your water that you had with you. No, we cannot take anything from here. Punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See by the mercy of Allah. You are in a land that every single day people disobey Allah. We are not talking non-Muslims here. We are talking Muslims themselves. Drinking, boyfriend, girlfriend, adultery, this and that. And still the punishment of Allah did not come. This is rahmah or not rahmah? Isn't it? Allah giving rahmah. Giving a chance for that person to act freely in ma'asiyah. And you are giving the chance to act freely in obedience to Allah and you are not doing it. Two should be punished. One for acting freely of disobeying Allah, and one who had the chance and he is not acting upon that chance to serve Allah. Both should be punished. That person because he is not doing it, and that person because he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still the punishment of Allah does not come. And this is a miracle. You know, we know that we are the best. How? You know, we know that Allah loves this ummah. How? By its existence. Not by how good we are. Because we still exist. After all what we did, we still exist. That means Allah still have hope in us. That's the miracle. يعني نستدل على نصر هذه الأمة ببقائها. يعني we know that this ummah is going to win because it exists until now. Where is the Persian Empire? Where is the Roman Empire? Where is the British Empire? Where is Soviet Union? Close to you. And where is going to be states? Anything, any civilization comes and goes, and goes to the dumpster of history. I call that dumpster of history. No, history has a dumpster. So all this civilization goes to the dumpster after years and centuries and. What is going to remain at the end? The Ummah of Islam. I'm telling you that because Allah said that in the Quran. Why? And what is the dalil? What is the proof? Because we still exist. Yeah, and look at the Muslims who disobeying Allah every single day. Now, where we are talking now, there is some people who spend all the night singing, drinking, and doing all the fahsha and the munkar wal'azu billah in Muslim countries till the fajr time comes, and then they sleep when they hear the azan. Wallahi, this is worse than the people of Samud and people of Aad. Worse. Why? You know why worse? Because those people, the other people, they did not accept the message from beginning. They did not have any commitment. They did not make any commitment. But we made the commitment and we did not fulfill it. That's hard. When I ask you, please meet me at that place, you said, oh, I cannot. Khalas. Fine. Finish. You did not make any commitment. If you make a commitment and you did not show up for no obvious reason, you think I'm going to deal with you like the other person? No, of course the other person, I will have some hard feeling because he did not help me. But you promised to help me and you did not help me. My feeling with you will be harder. So, يعني, subhanAllah, in Egypt, many times we see that يعني, in the big cities, you know, there are some cities that rich people only live in it. Everywhere, يعني. And some places only the poor people live in it. يعني, the standard of living, let me say that. So the standard of living, subhanAllah, makes the people think that they are gods, يعني, استغفرالله. That they can control everything with their money and their relationship. And, you know, they know the ministers, the government and everything. Look at this irony in a Muslim country like Egypt. I saw that with my eyes. That wedding, somebody doing wedding. And someone else is making dars in the masjid, like we are making dars in the masjid, like this. So, Fajr time comes. and a masjid in that rich city. MashaAllah, some students or some youth, Allah guided them to the right way. They come to that masjid and they have a good sheikh to teach them. So after Fajr every day, 5-10 minutes, he gives them a hadith. One hadith of Rasulullah, one verse of Quran, explain it to them 5-10 minutes only. Only that. 5-10 minutes and don't know details like we are doing now. Is there anything wrong in this? No, there is something wrong with those people. Why the sound goes? Yeah. The sound of what? Of azan. Not the sound of the class. The sound of azan. A sound of azan shouldn't be in a Muslim country. Why are you putting the loudspeakers outside the masjid so you disturb our sleep? In the newspaper, wallahi, this was there. It is not something that they are shy or they embarrassed to say. No big mouth like this. Ya akhi, Allah give freedom in the deen. Why you oppress me to go up for Fajr? I don't want to go for Fajr. The other 180 degrees. When the night of the Christmas comes, yeah, in our Muslim countries, not in the United States, talking about over there, people, loudspeakers, and you know, boys and girls in the streets, and the drinking, wallahi, everything is halal at that day. Astaghfirullah. Everything is halal at that night. I tell you, only one night, one time only. Wallahi, by coincidence, I was in downtown at that time, in Cairo. And after that, at that day, 24 hours, I have curfew at my home. I don't go at that day or that night anywhere. Because that day, that late, traffic stopped, you cannot go back to your home before midnight. That's how it is, you know? Because everyone is party time. Everyone is party time, and everything is halal at that night. Imagine that the majority of the people are disobeying Allah at that night. And they are not afraid that something is going to come from heaven, sa'iqa or something, finish them. Is this something يعني, big to Allah to do? Easy, simple. And they are disobeying Allah. Wallah, you get scared, ya Sheikh. Wallah, you get scared. If you have some little iman, you get scared when you are walking in the street. You find, what is this? Is it 1 a.m.? Yes, it is 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And people still partying in the street. When Fajr time comes, as if someone telling them, go hide. Go hide. Not go come to Allah. No, go hide. Hayya ala salah. No, go hide. That's what they think. So, someone doing azan for the sake of Allah, you are disturbing us. But someone is doing party time? Well, come on. Good, nice. Like one time I heard one sheikh saying that, you know, you find someone who is, mashallah, modern now and with the terms, you know, now. Very nice and understand and person with intellect. Sheikh, come, inshallah, there is a meeting tonight. Let me not say part. What they will do? Yeah, those people, they will stay there and they will have some discussion. We're not talking religion here, okay? Some discussion and they will eat some cake and drink some tea. No, Sheikh. No. This is classic thing. I don't like this. So the other, same time, someone come to him and tell him, come, there is a party there. Say, yeah, there is boys and girls and dancing. Oh, yeah, there is dancing. Okay, I'm coming with you. Yeah, I cannot miss this one. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Because I am modern. We're modern in this time. And if you don't be modern, you are a terrorist. You are a terrorist. You are extremist. How come you are doing this? You go the old fashioned, yeah, old fashioned. You are old fashioned. Come on, man. This is old fashioned guy. If you find like someone in the gathering, even wallahi in university, even wallahi in Al Azhar University, a religious university, I'm sad to tell you this. I was there. And when there is a group of students, and in Al Azhar University, we are staying in the dorm in the dorm of the university, living there. So when the night comes, so the students, they go have their own time. So if someone comes and tell them, no, Isha is 15 minutes, inshallah, we'll go pray. They will look at you like this. Oh, okay, look at this. And forget about him, let's go. He's going for Isha. Sheikh, pray for us, inshallah. In a religious institution. Religious institution. In a Christmas time, wallah, they go out. In this type. So this is something really we have to stop there and look at it. Inshallah, because the time is running very fast, I'm just going to take 5 more minutes. So we have to understand that love has to be with full heart, not 99.9% for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. full heart. That's why Allah said Allah did not create two hearts in a chest of a person. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْرَجُلُ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. No two قلب. One for Allah, one for the heart. No. One has to be for Allah. Allah will let you enjoy everything else in His way. And you will enjoy. But you have to fully with your heart love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the two hadith, one verse and one hadith. How heart is full with iman will change the whole concept of kufr and iman, even will change that concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran said about the people who sold their belief easy for kufr. And in the other side, Allah said, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Except those who were oppressed to show kufr, show it only, but their heart is full of what? Of belief. Those are not counted among the kuffar. Don't misuse that and tell me, I will do a kufr around, but my heart is full with iman. Then, it's not full. You know why? Because you intended to do the kufr. Intention of kufr itself, that means his heart is not full of iman. Thinking about it. But the other person, watch, he was oppressed, not by choice. Oppressed to do the kufr, not by choice. Like Ammar ibn Yasir, for example. One time they hold him, Sahaba of Rasulullah, and they said, we are not going to leave you. They killed his father, they killed his mother in front of him. They came to him. He does not have that strength. So his father was killed, khalas, relieved from his pain. His mom was invited to kufr. She insulted Abu Jahl, so he was a spear, he killed her. Finish. Yani, put her to rest. But Ammar ibn Yasir said, we are not going to kill you. We're going to keep torturing you. And when the torture extends, and you don't know how long you can last. It depends also. So he couldn't last much. They said, we are not going to leave you until you insult Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You insult him in front of us with a bad thing. So he did. He did. Leave me now. He said, leave me now. He knows that he have to say it to save his life only. So they said, no. We cannot leave you until you say, this cockroach is your God. Then we leave you. And they kept torturing him. Of course he does not, okay, I will do it. No, after torture, days and days to do that, then he did it. Then he goes to Rasulullah sallam crying. Ya Rasulullah, I did this and that and this, and I am. Rasulullah sallam said, if they repeat it with you, do the same thing again. If they repeat for you to insult me, because I am sure that in your heart it is 100% different. That's one thing. See now the difference? Changes the whole concept of kufr. Now a person compromises his deen in the time of peace, not in the time of hardship. In the time of peace, we are compromising our deen every single day, easy to give. Oh yeah, that's fine. Until you don't find any identity of Muslim anymore. In the time of peace, not in the time of hardship. The other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده. Whoever find the munkar, change it with his hand. That's number one. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. Whoever can do, what you will do next? فَبِلِسَانِ. With his word. Don't do like this with your word. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. If your word is going to give you problems, look at this. فَبِقَلْبِهِ. How you change it with your qalb? How you change the munkar with your... Allah said you change the munkar with your heart. How? No, you not say anything with your tongue, with your heart. Hating it. Bara. You know, wala and bara? Bara. But there is one narration in hadith, in that hadith saying, وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ حَبَّةُ خَرْدَلٍ. Behind this, there is no iman. Means, when you change with the hand, it does not need that much iman in there. Any person with strength, he can do it. Change the munkar. Yani, someone is doing munkar, I am kind of weak, but there is someone with muscles. He is a believer, but he's not as strong believer as me. But I'll take him, come on, Sheikh, let's go change that munkar. He will go change with his hand. It did not need from him so much iman to do. With your tongue, it doesn't need also too much iman from you. You can see someone doing wrong, Sheikh, haram, you are not supposed to do that. Maybe you are doing some other munkar yourself. But it does not need full iman from you to speak with your tongue. But when it comes to the heart, it has to have full iman. You cannot say, I don't like it, but you know, we are in this country, we are living, this is not what's called. From iman, no iman behind the qalb has to be fully hating the thing. You cannot compromise in it. You understand the point? With hand, it does not need full iman. With tongue, it does not need full iman. But denying it with the heart, it needs full iman. That is the verse and the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of Quran.